So bad. It's
bro, that's a screenshot.
It's so bad.
Punch
Mops. Mops is so bad.
He looks like his shoulder's gonna dislocate, bro.
Man is swinging from downtown.
Bang. Shall we've done like 15-16 minutes on street fighting time.
Fight.
Man in my real still.
Yeah,
fast. I like battle rap, but man in my real still.
Yeah, man. And also just fucking nothing happening in battle rap like that.
That's funny. It's now we're speaking about that. Oh, that is a sick way to get into it.
Yeah, of course.
Go for segue. It. Easy thing.
Ah, yeah.
It makes sense though, bruv, because you wouldn't. If you've been knocked out, bruv, that's hard to admit, you know? Even though, don't get it can happen to anyone. We all know
that. I hear the getting knocked out part is hard to admit.
It's hard to accept, bro. Like. Yeah.
But I'm also of the stance of if you got knocked out from a punch you wasn't able to see because the person was standing behind you. I had to find a way of saying that out.
I know where you're going with this.
Right? There's no real shame in not having your guard up.
Tell that to the person that got knocked out.
I hear that. Bruv, if you knocked me out, I'm out for blood. I can't lie. The worst thing is being knocked out by someone you can't do anything about.
Brother, you're moving like you're my dad. Brother, I didn't want to go sleep. I just put man down anywhere, bro.
Nah. Man said, Diva, go to sleep.
I did not want to go sleep.
Go to sleep.
You go to sleep. Yeah. Said serious jokes when Beth hit him.
You hit the floor.
And bro, there's nothing wrong. Listen, here's the thing. Like, all right. Respectfully, man them in the roads, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyone can get knocked out.
Facts.
Anyone can lose a fight.
Facts.
Just because you're the heart, you could rob 20 men at one time.
Doesn't matter. You will take it out.
You can still get knocked out.
One man's going to catch
you. Or lose a fight.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with that. Because you got to realize that Mike Tyson's been knocked out.
Yeah. Spinal.
Busted down.
Yeah, no, I know which fight you're talking about. I think with Mike, though, it's different.
No, it's not. It's the exact same thing, bro. That guy has got a neck the size of your fucking shoulders.
Yeah.
Like... He's a machine, bro.
But I mean, it didn't take away from Mike, though, because we've seen Mike knock out Hellerman, and we've seen Hellerman knock out Mike Buster
That's
Douglas.
That's the bit I'm trying to get at.
Spinal. It can happen to anyone.
Anyone can get knocked out. It doesn't matter if you can fight or can't fight. Like, professional boxers get knocked out. So, if Easy the Block Captain, a very slim, tall Chris Rock lookalike, got knocked out. Like, if you had, like, Chris Rock got slapped the other day and we was like,
With glasses too.
And he has glasses and he just got braces in. So if he had braces when he got knocked out, he fucked the inside of his mouth up.
What's that? His mouth, bruv. Hopefully nothing happened to
hopefully
him.
None of these things happened. But I'm just saying, if that happened, like, here's the thing. I'm, what they say, E-Hive nowadays. Maybe I'm E-Hive.
That's
I don't give a shit.
Do you know that terminology is hilarious, by the way? When I said the E-Hive, you know.
I think it's hilarious.
Funny.
And fuck it. I might be E-Hive, but anyone can get knocked out,
bro. Anyone can get beaten up, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, Sirius Jones got knocked out. I still say he won certain battles.
Yeah, facts,
bro. You got the lurgies, but you got knocked out.
What do you think is the best thing that Easy should have done in this scenario? Obviously, from when we're recording... He would have done the stream, which is tonight.
Yeah.
From when
I think it depends what happened. Bro. If he didn't get knocked out,
yeah,
what he's done now is genius.
Well, just wait.
Wait, let everyone talk. Make your name remain the most important in battle rap.
Yeah.
If nothing happened.
Yeah.
If something did happen, you're better off just saying, all right, boom, this is what happened. Shake it off, keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Because all this time you're waiting it out, and then imagine if he does this live and he stands, yeah, Pap knocked me out, bro. Like, people are gonna grill him, bro. All
right, yeah, if he does
just
that.
Just imagine that. So imagine if he does the Joe Budden thing.
Now,
Joe Budden thing.
See, with the ice pack after Ray Kwong, man.
Yeah, If he does that, and I think it's good for us to talk about it while the stream's happening, so that like my opinion is my opinion, and you can't take
not that he's watching.
If what I think was, this is my personal opinion, he is one of the co or pro leaders in Kid Slade is a Snitch.
Yes, yes, right? Yeah. One of them.
If Pap did knock him out, if him and Pap did have a fight, if any of these things happened and there's any police involved, it's best to say jack shit, because I don't want to get him in any more trouble or anything. Like, respectfully, there's a fight me and a man had. For whatever the reasons, me and a man had a fight. Going online and confirming or whatever is only giving evidence to whatever.
But for there to be police involved, I'm sorry, I have to do this, but
there's a venue.
How bad was the was
there's
the
a venue there's and there's a fight.
If there's
shit
police
like
involved,
that, shit like that.
No, I'm not
like
saying that, police are involved.
No, I'm saying if there was though.
But what I am saying is there was a physical altercation in a venue in New York.
With A-list celebrities.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that they're gonna be involved.
Of course,
like
this, man.
Bruv, it could be absolute minor. Of course, be
even if it was a two-piece, just
bruv, hip hop police are here for that,
especially in New York.
In
as
New
well.
York, bruv.
They're waiting for that. They're waiting for that
because it's New York.
Mainly because
yeah,
because
it's New York.
Okay, that's fair.
Bro, you just saw Taxstone just end up getting 33 tax, by the way. But you just saw Taxstone get 35 years for that mad thing.
Nah, bruv, he bust off the thing. In the
bruv, I've well. Yeah. I don't want to get off the violent thing, but bruv, yeah. I've seen like 30 man lamp up one you in a chicken shop before, and I know they didn't get back for that.
I hear that, but you see the 30 man that lamped
in New
up
York?
A man in a chicken
no,
shop.
No, I didn't go to New York. I'm here, bro.
Yeah, yeah, I'm saying to you, the 30 man that lamped up a man in a chicken shop, who went on the line and had an interview about getting lamped up?
True.
That's why no one ain't getting bagged, bruv.
The niggas got me.
That's the bit I'm trying to get at. Like,
y'all ready to ride?
The rules of the street would be like, something's happened.
Yeah.
You got two ways. You're either going to like resolve it behind closed doors or you're going to get your get back.
Yeah.
But going online going, yeah, so I was minding my own business in there talking to Remy and it's just a bit funny. Yeah, bunk. Like, see when I saw Chess and Rock having a interview about the fight they just had.
Yeah, ridiculous, isn't it?
I was like, do you lot want to go pen?
Yeah, ridiculous.
I'm glad you brought it up. Do you feel like there's an element of clout that comes with it, which is why they may have wanted to speak on it? Because if it, even though looking at the video, it's, I'm not going to lie, it's messy as hell, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not an L. If they took a serious L, they may not have even done that interview.
Of course.
I agree.
It looks good for them.
It looks good.
So that's probably why they did it.
Bro, you got to remember, straight after that footage went online, Tay Rock tweeted saying, we're making examples out of niggas all year. Chess hasn't said nothing.
Because those who actually are active in this field,
they know
keep
how
their
goes.
Mouth
they
shut.
They know how it goes, isn't it? Yeah.
That's
you
what I'm trying
to talk
say.
About
and that's why I look at it with this whole Easy situation. Like, a lot of people who are looking for the ins and the outs. Did he cheat? Did he not cheat? What? Big man.
He's handling it how a street.
Yeah.
That's the bit I'm trying to get at. Like, it's not for the internet at this point.
Yeah,
whatever we're dealing with, I could be phoning him behind the scenes or whatever. Going online, that's my job. I am a battle rapper that works for.
But that's why people are finding it hard to accept, though. Because, all right, cool, you may be a real street nigga. You're doing it the real street way. Yeah. But, brother, you're doing lives every other day. You're
talking
this
about
person
other people
and that
as well.
Person. And
but
like, come
that
on
is,
now.
And I said, I can't sit here and fully, because I feel like I'm defending him too much to a degree. But he is dealing with someone who's not in the culture. So how the culture rules. Yeah, bruv, he's Papoose.
Papoose is a street nigga, man.
Whether Papoose is a street nigga, an industry rapper or whatever, like, you don't need TMZ in your business.
Yes, you don't. Especially with the role that Papoose has as well with TuneCore.
The role that, right, but also,
yeah.
Like, I don't know how battle rap money really works, innit? Most of you are still out here doing random things. Like, maybe the car you have when you turn up to events isn't your car. It's the regular rental.
No, so when you see these people advertising their cash apps, sorry, man. If you was in a very lucrative situation, you wouldn't have to do that religiously and pump people towards that.
I agree with you.
Towards their
so I hear that still.
So that's what I'm trying to say. You don't need certain additional eyes on you. Like, everyone wants to know the story, but if you go out like this whole, like, Is Papoose and Remy Ma still together?
I don't even think Pap gains anything. Pap can't gain anything from this. Which is why he's not saying nothing.
With that whole scenario, I look at Pap and Remy as one, I don't care, and two, I hope it never happened because I genuinely believe in Pap and Remy. I'm not one that likes these celebrity couples. That's the only celebrity couple I like.
What is it? I'll be wrong. Say it's giving power couple. I know you want to say
that.
See, I'm
not going to say that. What's this? Black excellence couple. Black love, I believe in black love. Come on, get away.
I have a thing about it, right? So,
come on, get away. What the fuck?
So here's pod news, right? So me and my ex were together for the better part of 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Uncle murder.
Mm.
Do you understand the pressure when your relationship is over, but everyone looks at you like, oh, you're the example?
100%.
Yeah, that must
I ain't
be
got hard. Time to be your example. I'm still trying to figure out if I want to be here or not.
100%.
But because you lot want to use me as your example of what a relationship should be, I must stay in a relationship for you.
Mm.
But I know that you're arguing that your ex didn't fucking turn off the light. That's why you want to leave.
Come on, Mops.
But I'm supposed to stay here for because of someone I'm not in a relationship with.
Mops, man, you got to believe in black love, man.
No, I believe in black
love. I'm being dumb.
But I'm saying like...
I'm being dumb.
Their relationship... Right. Here's a madness, yeah?
Mm.
Half of their relationship, they didn't live together.
They didn't live together. Remy was in jail and Pap was holding her down. And this is why this scenario looks so mad because they've accused Remy of being... I don't even want to talk like this, bruv, because it just sounds like a mad chatty-patty type of thing. All we care about is bars.
It's really... But, bruv, all we could do is speculate because no one's saying nothing.
What is it? None of... This is what I'm saying.
People have said things, but hold on. To say they haven't said anything.
Who said... Pape said nothing.
No, so Remy's come out and said something.
What did Easy say?
Yeah.
Easy was just like, well... So allow it, like he just said, no, you gonna say something or am I?
Can but I wait? Can saying, I, he's being wait, 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 wait. All right, here's the thing, yeah. Check this one now. A real life altercation happened between some of the realest people in our industry and entertainment.
Yes.
And you expect them all to break the rules that they've lived by their whole life
For the sake of battle
you want answers
for the sake shit of like that.
Especially for the chatty bloggers as well.
Rem went to prep pen for shooting people. Yeah. Papoose didn't want to sell out. That's why he didn't have
Papoose
the record.
Papoose is not going
to
say anything.
No, but, saying, but he didn't want to sell out. That's why he never had the career that you wanted him to have.
Yeah.
Easy is Mr. I came home from prison and I was breaking cheap rock to make money. Yeah?
It's all real like, niggas in this situation.
That's still one of your favorite lyrics.
Bruv, it's the... Bruv, do you know how... Nah.
Yeah.
Bruv, that bar.
Co-signed, same way I co-signed Reed. Splash or...
Rap, that's Mops' lyrics still.
Bruv.
But yeah, no, back to what you're saying. It's true though.
It's all
what
real niggas.
What do you
that are
want
this,
them to
it's
do?
It's all real niggas in this situation.
Yeah, bruv.
And is and you know what? It's a shame that it's real niggas in a niki
that's the
community.
Yeah.
A niki chatty community. Because let's be real, the madness is if Easy does this live tonight and says nothing happened on the reels, nothing happened. Niggas aren't gonna accept that.
Yeah, nothing
if
he says
comes
is gonna
out. Niggas are not.
They're not going to accept that. You're lying.
They ain't got no fucking choice.
How can you
bro.
Take a week to say that nothing happened and blah, you're lying and blah, 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 blah. We know that's what's going to happen.
That's the genius in it though. I'm going to let you lot keep saying my name.
If he now comes out and says, yeah, something happened, but you know, I don't really want to get into it because at the end of the day, I'm in business and also I respect a husband and wife. And let's be real, rightfully so, it takes the next level of savage for you to disrespect a marriage.
Yeah.
It takes a next level of savage to disrespect a marriage.
But it depends how much Easy cares about public perception, though.
That's because, it. But then also as well
because that is going to look wild to people, though.
Right, and also, it's one of those things as well. It's like, why would you choose to shit on your own doorstep of the person who's managing you, bringing you the best business, who's giving you that look that you wanted?
Who's to say that's the same situation now, though? We don't know.
But still, as it stands,
based on what we know, the most lucrative deal that he's had so far
has come from the Hitman battle.
Yeah,
this whole beef of him and the URL of getting a YouTube drop. Remy gave him
not,
a YouTube drop.
Technically not.
Oh, okay.
His most lucrative battle was T-Rex. Because he battled T-Rex and he got him
Fresh Prince. Yeah.
Okay. That's a point, actually.
You've got a point with that. But without knowing that story.
But I mean, like, payday.
I get exactly what you mean. And I agree.
I honestly feel that if something happened between them, she let it be known it was okay. I don't think he pursued
just speculating.
This is my opinion.
Based on
what I know of everybody, I'm saying if something happened between them, mm-hmm. she let him know it was okay. Let's say the argument is her and Rep Pap haven't been together since January,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm. And they just do like...
And she's been like, it's okay. Mm. Because, you know, my whole thing is, I don't feel like if they did do anything, the person who would have put it out there was paid to put it out there.
The honey man.
Not wow. Not like, oh, they was doing anything sneaky and it was quite like that people knew about it. If it is a thing. Yeah. I don't think, do you know the whole thing is when I think about Remy and Easy Block, it don't make sense to me.
Doesn't make sense.
It don't make sense. It seems like something really good to say because you want to fuck up their business.
Can I be honest as well?
And Remy is bad.
I just want a good battle to come out so we can just stop talking about this.
I believe SM could save it though.
I'm so sick and tired of looking on my subscriber feed and just seeing
gossip.
Battle Rap Trap, and I'm going to name these, man. Battle Rap Trap constantly uploading footage of tweets. A video on tweets and things along those lines.
Oh, is that the Ida Henneman? Yeah.
Or Hip Hop is Real, constantly talking about it with every single person. 15 Minutes of Fame, constantly talking about... I'm so tired of this being a topic. Like, I just want this live to be done. Obviously, we know for the next 2 or 3 days, everyone's going to give their 2 cents and their recaps on live, etc., etc. But Born Legacy 13, please just give us some good battles. Summer Madness, please just give us some good battles. RBE, please go do Divide and Conquer 3. Like, Remy, just announce Chrome 23.
Get back to what matters, isn't it?
Get back to what matters. I don't give a flying fuck about this whole situation.
Yeah.
I don't care,
bro. Who was sleeping with who?
Yeah, I don't care. Like,
who cares? People that ain't getting no sex.
Do you know who cares? The bloggers that keep on constantly blogging about it all the time. I guarantee now if we was to look, Battle Rap Trap has probably done something. Shout out the Trappers, we are lit. The other Henny man. He's the block captain is now. It's like, oh, come on, bro. Are we going to announce a video of Easy the block captain breathing? Like, just for fuck's sake. Just give us
that. You know what? That doesn't annoy me when they like...
It's boring.
It's updates.
I got a new update.
I got the new update.
He just tweeted and said hi.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does that mean from the hi? The hi is passive. Yeah. Well, hi, because Papu said hi in his third verse. Bro, I don't give a flying fuck. All these 1-hour, 2-hour streams, decoding Easy the Block Captain tweets. I don't care. Give us a fucking battle.
All right.
Announce a battle. Announce Easy versus Geechee. Let's announce it.
Question.
Put Geechee and... Oh, wait, no. Yeah, Geechee and Chess on YouTube. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, ooh.
Geechee and Chess?
What do you mean? Easy
Geechee
and Chess.
Easy and Chess.
Wait, Geechee and Chess isn't on
Geechee
YouTube.
Geechee and Chess is not on YouTube, bro.
Yeah, but they're not going to put Easy on YouTube. That's why I said Geechee and Chess, isn't it?
Yeah. They're not gonna put something to distract us, man.
Shit. Or Tay Rock and Daylight, anything, man.
Yeah, man.
I really want Tay Rock and Daylight to go on YouTube.
Yeah, man.
Because I thought that's some upper echelon shit.
It is. It's bigger than Battle Rap, bro.
I'm not forgetting SZA was tweeting about that battle. SZA tweeted about that battle. She tweeted a rock, paper, scissors bar.
Hey.
She just said rock, paper, scissors and added daylight.
Sweet lady, would you be mine? I'll be there. more positive. Holmesy and Hansel is a good battle, bruv.
Thank you. Holmesy, I ain't watched it yet.
Holmesy and the Garden.
What battle was that? What was that on?
I don't remember what the card was.
Hansel.
It's on the app though.
It's a URL.
I watched yesterday. It was
URL.
On
URL. Yeah.
You kind of mentioned something, and I know we don't usually talk about it, but who are your bloggers to watch when it comes to like battle rap stuff?
Jay Black.
Hmm?
Jay Black.
That's all you watch.
Honestly.
Yeah.
50 Minutes of Fame.
Angry Fan.
Well, Uncle Ra.
I like Angry Fan because I just think he's so scary.
Okay.
I think he is so scary and it's funny.
Who's my man? Not the one with the husky voice.
Yeah.
No, not the other Henny man.
Shout out the Trappers, we are lit.
Free Letterman?
Yeah, Free Letterman as well.
Free Letterman. I like Free Letterman's content still.
Yo, nah. Dogs!
So, you know what's funny here? Do you know what I watch?
Yeah. Chris Unbiased.
Yeah.
He's not a bad blogger.
I watch Chris Unbiased and I watch Williams.
Yeah, Williams. He's funny. He is actually
kind of... T-Rex! T-Rex! Don't have a T-Rex! He just did this to you, T-Rex!
I know what's so funny.
I was wondering how Williams was, but then I
out of the blue, yeah? Out of the blue, where he'll be doing that. T-Rex! I want noodles only fans!
Wait a minute!
Dude, you won't block me so I can see the only fans!
But I can't laugh. It went for... Williams, yeah. Kid Slade wouldn't have a career, bro.
Yeah, facts. He really saved him. Still, his
career would be gone, bro.
Williams and Unbiased.
Yeah,
I do watch their vlogs a lot, and the annoying thing about Unbiased is, a lot of the time I like what he has to say, but at the same time I think he needs to change his name because sometimes he's very biased.
Yeah, of course, man.
Yeah.
And the thing is, there's nothing wrong with being biased.
Yeah, man.
At all. Like I'm with it. Do your thing. Because we all have relationships, with people and like, but you know, like, just know when you're not being objective in it. Yeah. Like when I was talking about Easy earlier on, I said I might be E-Hive, but I have to also be somewhat objective. Like I'm gonna say what he don't want to hear, because if he was my brethren, I'd tell him what he don't want to hear.
I feel like
Chris does that, but then the minute someone comes out and talks bad about him, he goes, well, you think I weren't that? I don't mind what you're doing, but I'm just saying I don't know you niggas from nowhere. But but you sound a little bit bitter now.
Do you know what I think as well with a lot of the bloggers is that they come across as very sassy.
Oh, very sassy.
And also, aside from them coming across as being sassy, that they, I think some of them think.
What do you mean by sassy, though?
So in the sense of where they're like, oh, I'm gonna say something, and if you choose to get upset, that's on you, and. And then if the person responds back, then they just act.
But
not too to tell. Do you know what?
The thing is, one thing I would say though, what were we talking about on the way here, bro? It makes sense why some of them will have that approach, though.
Because men are so fucking sensitive.
So sensitive.
All right, here's a funny thing, yeah. Because I realized that URL embodied or empowered their sassiness. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm. Sounds like a random statement. So, Uncle Ra could drop a video and guaranteed 15K views.
Mm. Right? Yeah.
Chris, Unbiased, drop a video, guaranteed 15K views.
Yeah.
Same thing for
Angry
Piper.
Angry Fan,
all of them.
Yeah.
If Holmesy drops a video on his own channel, he might get 1,000.
Yeah, might get
okay. If K-Shine dropped a video, might get 1,000.
Mm-hmm. Holmesy the girl.
Right?
Yeah.
But if Holmesy and K-Shine had a battle on the URL channel, you're looking at 500,000.
I'd probably say a mil.
I didn't want to jump the gun because I was saying Holmesy and you like to shoot him down.
No, he does. I don't.
I'm just being, I'm trying to, but what I'm trying to say is, what I was trying to say was, because the URL stopped dropping the battles on the channel, it makes it look like the battlers have less say when they say something.
Yeah, 100%.
But that is the gauge of the engagement. You lot get points off talking about what they said.
Yep.
So when Piper, when Uncle Ra, Chris Unbiased, anyway, they put your name in the title, it guarantees the click.
Yeah.
But it's because they talk so often, the algorithm sends the videos. Agreed. But it makes them feel like, I could say what I want, because I'm going to make X amount of dollars off YouTube of talking about you.
Yeah, facts.
But it's because you're talking about me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you went and spoke about your day-to-day life, like some of them have tried making blogs about whatever the fuck they do, respectfully, I don't care.
Yeah, bro,
your fans don't care. Like Stephen A. Smith, I don't want to see cooking recipes from Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah.
Talk your wickedness on fucking
ESPN.
ESPN. Yeah. Gary Lineker, the only time I want to see you is either adverts or talking about football ones on
Match of the Day. Like, yeah, fact.
I am not interested in any. I don't want to hear about your daughter. I don't want to hear about your son. I don't want to hear about your wife. That's your business. Keep that to yourself.
It's facts, though.
And that's what they seem to forget. Like, when the battle rappers try and talk about themselves, it ain't the fucking bars. I just want to hear you perform bars. I want performance. You're not performing to me. You're talking to me about...
You're talking about politics and
fucking
shit,
the t-shirt you want me to buy or... Do you know what I mean? Like,
I remember some of them were giving that trading advice and then like... It was just like...
Battle rappers?
Yeah, a lot of battle rap bloggers were giving trading advice.
Then men just found out about crypto.
Like, okay, you're venturing off into something different, but really you're just like, no, I'm going to want to hear this big man, respectfully. Do you guys want to have a quick conversation about some madness?
Let's talk about some madness. About so you talk about that. What about that stupid event that was the other day? We didn't talk about that shit.
What, No Impact?
Is that what it's called?
I'll be honest, I don't even want to talk about that. You
thanks.
Know? But I don't mind.
Waste of 25.
Yeah.
It's up to you, man.
I do. Whoa. Time's come and gone.
I'm putting back coke in there, bro.
Yeah, time's come and gone for it to be.
No, fun. No, it's cool. I just because we didn't literally last week we didn't talk about it as well.
Fuck that event, bro.
Cool.
Summer Madness. What battles do we want to see on Summer Madness?
Summer Madness, Swamp and Verb.
Have to.
Okay, that sounds. That makes sense.
It's too much shit talk going on nowadays, bro. If they have to book the battle, mm-hmm. If you're, don't get, I'm already convinced URL don't know what the fuck they're doing. But if they don't book Swamp and Verb, it's just getting ridiculous now.
Just
getting ridiculous.
There's battles that have been writing themselves. And we had this conversation.
Jerry West DNA.
On Saturday. Wrote itself. Swamp and Averb has wrote itself. Shotgun Sugar and Fonz has been writing itself for over a year.
K-Shine and Twerk, if you can make it happen.
If you can make it happen. Cool. Calico Ramniti is writing itself now.
Bruv, the thing is for me, after you get those, you can put, I don't mind, one or two random battles on there.
Yeah.
But don't let the whole card feel random, bruv.
T-Rock and Av has been writing itself.
T-Rock and Av, why has that never happened?
Yeah, man, but they're rather T-Rock and Stumbles. So or T-Rock and Snake Eyes.
And then guess what? Let's say you don't want to do that. Let's say you don't. Can you do Mac Myron and fucking Loso, please?
Yes.
Bruv, how has that not happened?
Bro, the theme for that has actually died down now.
I know, but like, can you
it's
just
proper
like,
dead
reignite
now.
Something? Yeah?
I'll be honest, this theme for that is...
I believe ARP will make it happen still.
I believe so.
I believe he can.
Can I get like...
Have you had Loso on RB? Yeah, Battle Daylight. Yeah, Battle Daylight on RB, yeah.
Who else would I like to see? Let me think.
For SM.
Do you know what? It sounds very mad of saying this. I would like to see Luke Castro and John, you know.
That... Actually,
I've been saying
a lot of sense.
I do want to see that battle.
That makes an awful lot of sense.
Yeah. I want to see Real Sick and John.
Yeah, and you know what's so mad? I think Real Sick will fuck John now.
I think he will still.
Respectfully, I don't want to see Real Sick and
John
because right now it feels way too one sided. Whereas Luke Castro, John, I don't know.
It's a bit more balanced, isn't it?
Yeah. That feels like a SM thing as well. Like
after what Lou done at that Gnome Impact,
yeah,
Lou deserves a Summer Madness. My opinion. And if you're not gonna give me that, then give me Luke Castro and Chess.
Right, I'm not being dumb. We haven't got Bill and Sheed yet, have we?
No, we've had that.
Oh shit, we did, innit?
Yeah. Traffic. Good battle as well.
I haven't watched it.
Good battle.
That would be a good battle.
That's a very mops battle, by the way.
Yeah, that is a very mops. Yeah, I'm thinking I haven't watched it.
Wasted, bruv. Why are you put on Traffic?
I think it was Traffic.
That's what I mean.
Like, oh no, outside. Like a... Sorry, I think it was outside or yeah. I think it was outside of Traffic. One of them.
Can I get like a Foots is good.
Foots is good.
That the last thing, the last two and two wasn't good.
Foots is good.
I'm trying to think who I would give Foots the battle.
I just want some new energy.
Loso.
Nah, Loso's too good.
Just someone who doesn't rap like Rum or Twerk, bruv.
They all fucking rap like Rum or Twerk, bruv, to something. All these new G's all sound like Rum and Twerk.
Maybe Foots T-Top.
Well, T-Top could be decent.
Give him a T-Top.
Random question. Does T-Top have any more battles that you actually want to see?
Mook. Calico.
No, you still want to see that? Don't you still want to see Mook or Calico?
Yeah, I want to see Calico 100%, bro.
Calico and...
100%, bro. I want to see Calico and T-Top.
And T-Top what? Could be a good battle.
Are we going to get drug talk in T-Top?
Doesn't matter.
I think he has to
know what
talk,
we're going to get from Calico.
Brother, I do not want no fucking angles about supposedly...
I want drug talking.
One of the guys that was in the pool with Calico, supposedly something happened and this happened and then that. I don't want fake angles, bro. Yeah. If you're going to give me drug talking T-Top, cool.
I want drug talking T-Top versus
Calico. I wouldn't mind that stuff. Yeah.
That's why I don't even want to see T-Top versus John because I just feel like it's going to be shit stretched out angles.
You know they have battles before, right?
Yeah. The one round on Streets... Was it Streets? It wasn't Street Status, was it?
I can't remember.
Oh, was it Speed That Heat?
I know it was before T-Top was in URL.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't want that battle because I genuinely feel like T-Top versus John John is just going to be a bunch of false angles.
Okay, I've got another one. JC and Averb could happen for me personally.
Been needing to happen, bro.
You still not over the Mary hoodie.
I know.
I don't want until JC proves he's still hungry to battle. I don't want to see him.
I hear you.
JC suffers from the same thing that happened to Chilla Jones. You finally respect me. I'm not motivated anymore. There's so many battle rappers that fight for your respect, and then they get it, and then.
Can I be honest with you? Since you just said that, and it works so well. Do you know who someone I don't want to see in Summer Madness?
Don't want to see Danny Myers.
Yeah,
don't want to see Danny Myers.
Don't want to see Danny Myers.
100%, bro.
Don't want to see him on there.
And I like Danny Myers.
He is oversaturated right now.
Oh, it's boring.
He is so oversaturated, and I'm actually bored. Yeah. I feel like it's literally the same formula he's been coming to every battle with. And these forced rebuttals, Jesu Christy. Oh.
Yeah, it's annoying.
You know what? Yeah, even like, this is going to sound weird, and I don't necessarily think it's, and I don't want it on Summer Madness. I just want to see it. I want to see someone like Foot versus Jada Nightwing.
Where the hell is Jada Nightwing?
I want to see.
I need Jada Nightwing back, though.
Yeah. I want to see Saflair Soul versus Nun Nun.
Yes.
I want to see.
Them all like, these.
That's the. This is what it should be, bro. Don't get it twisted, yes. I like Saflair, so I think he's good. But, brother, test him against these men, bro.
He's been fast-tracked.
Them men are killers, you know?
Nun Nun is out to end your career, bro. Battle him, bro.
He's been fast-tracked way too quick.
And that's what I'm trying to say. Like, there's a whole class that...
Chess. He's had Chess?
Yeah. Battle Chess, Foots. Oh, Z the Dropout.
Chess, Z the Dropout, Rum Nitty,
Foots.
DNA and John John. And now he's getting Danny Myers.
What's the guy, Swervo? Can I get like a Swervo versus... I just had the name in my head.
Swervo versus Mr. Wavy, bro.
I mean, that would always be Swervo. Great, but he needs
Swervo
to come out.
Swervo versus Jerry West. Bad.
But, sorry, I was just thinking of... Emerson Kennedy.
Yes.
I want Swervo, Emerson Kennedy. What I'm saying is, these people still exist. How have you just erased the whole...
Right? Yeah.
Not for SM.
Honestly, in general.
Just battles I want to see.
Give me Jackboy and Truffaut, bruv.
That's happened.
It didn't happen.
Oh, no, it never happened. Yeah, he pulled out, yeah.
I don't know if I want that battle.
Pulls.
You don't want that battle?
Nah. Do you know why I don't want it?
Truffaut always flops.
Truffaut doesn't really move me. And I feel like... I can't see a good Jack stand turning up.
Mops and Stefan, ask you a question.
Yeah.
Is Truffaut's moment against Geechee 55th Street and that equivalent to Tink the Demon?
Don't do that.
When I hit Jay for four in the Bronx, man, God bless you.
No.
I think that's right.
No, that's a bar. Truffaut had a sick battle. There's a big difference, bro.
But I hit Jay for 400 blocks. May God bless you.
All right, no, don't get me wrong. Truffaut had the performance of his life.
55th Street.
See, all right, cool. Where's Bad News? I don't necessarily care about Bad News. But like, can I not see Bad News battle one of these? The new
bro, it's like 20.
That's what I think, 20
man right now that are in the same.
Do you know
pool
how much money
and URL
I could keep save
from rotating?
I could, fuck it, I could save the URL.
This is authentic.
I could save URL money.
I like that. New York, we go hard, man.
Snake
CNC
versus authentic.
What the fuck, bro?
Fuck it.
CNC, we go hard, bro. That's New York shit, bro.
Fuck it, bro.
Shout out No Mercy and them, man.
Bring back Mac Mill as well, bro. Thank you. Fuck it.
Bring back Louisey.
Oh, I'm with you. Bring back Glue.
I want different. I just want different battlers now.
Bring back Reaper
Rel.
I'm not sure about that.
With that womp, 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 womp.
Watch your beat.
Reaper Rel told me to suck my mum. Is he stupid?
In the spaces.
Yeah.
He told you to suck
his mum.
He said something like that. And I was like, I don't think you realize what you're saying, but I'm going to have to see you now.
He didn't say suck your mum, but he's just being a dickhead, bro. Mum said something about him not being good, innit?
Yeah.
And then he was saying, oh, your mum will Something dumb like your mum likes my raps or something stupid.
You know
like
what's
that,
so
bro?
Dumb? And I was like, bruv, this is it. I don't know. I
like, he doesn't get it, bro. Like, we don't play that game, bro.
I said, I hear what you said. I said, where you are, that's funny, but that don't run over
here. No.
Nigga, I don't give a fuck. Man, your mum. I was like, oh, mum, all right, cool.
He
I
has mean, to come.
If you ever come over here, like, I'm
you have to ask gonna him, be bro. Over there, and then when a random dom punches you in the face, don't be surprised, bro. Don't be surprised. I hate when rappers always film because they rap you're hard. You're a pussy, old bruv.
Yeah, nah, here's the thing. Cool. You could be hard. It's all good. It's all right. Like, all these things exist. But there is somebody bigger, badder, and worse than you somewhere in the world.
Let me be honest with you. Yeah? There's some man that I agree exactly with what you're saying. But nigga, how am I meant to be scared of a poet? You are a poet.
Yeah. With face paint.
You rhyme words together. You're a poet.
With face paint on.
Your main thing that you think you're meant to focus on is paradoxes and double entendres, and I'm meant to be scared of you.
And you're telling me you're wondering if your eyeliner's right.
Bro, fuck you and your mascara that you use, bruv. Who even paints your face for you? Are you sitting there? Fuck that you anyway, man. Pussy. Pussy.
Sorry, anyway.
But yeah, SM.
So I don't know why he did that. I don't know why you brought him up. Fuck him.
I don't know.
SM battles.
Content, man. Content.
Yeah, I hear that.
SM battles that we'd like to see. So we said.
Lux DNA as well. That's another one.
That's a very good.
My pops has got to come. Yeah, my pops has got to. He's got
to. No, Lux just come outside, isn't it?
Yeah, come outside.
Yeah, come outside, man.
Come outside.
I think. Do you know what? It's so weird. Lux B Dot could be Summer Madness worthy.
Bro, I've been begging for
that. That would be like the return of the returns.
The return of B Dot would be amazing.
Do you think we're now at a point where. The battle rappers that have ghosted need to step out. So we've got Lux who ain't been around, Young Yo ain't been around, B Dot ain't been around. Mm-hmm. Bill Collector's gone kind of quiet as well, isn't he?
Yeah, still. But it's again, true. I think it's that same thing I was
Briz,
talking about.
Briz. We need Briz the man them that have been outside. Quiet. K-Shine, yeah, K-Shine, yeah. Briz, yeah. Lux. These men need to step outside, bro. All
right, I'll double down on that. Mm. And I say, more importantly, everybody who's not battled but keeps on talking like they want to battle.
Yeah.
Just book something, innit?
That's what I'm saying.
Just smoke something real quick and let people know why you should be booked. Mm-hmm. And hey, what? If you die, you know, as the battle rap community, we're not going to say you washed. We're just going to say, oh, that was rust.
Yeah. You turn into a bar. When you die, what? You turn into a battle rap bar.
I think we need a real rookies versus vets. Not that final exam shit. We need a real rookies versus vets. Give them the real vets.
And my thing is, yeah. I want the vets not to be your fucking headliners.
I don't want the vets to be like Chilla Jones and JC. I mean, no offense, but the real vets, like the Verbs, the Calicos, the Goods, let them test.
So that's what I wasn't going to go, because I feel like Calico and Thingy have been used quite a bit. But I do feel like a
you
good.
You think? Yeah. For a new battle rapper though, Calico.
No, just in general.
I just feel like Calico has been.
We've seen a lot of him.
Yeah. Bruv, Calico went from I might see you twice a year to mm-hmm. I've seen you like 17 times.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen him in the last 2 years?
Quite a lot.
Think about it this way.
Last year was Clips, mm-hmm. Chess. Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Okay.
And the 2-on-2.
And this year?
This year so far has been. The 2-on-2.
It was Clips, not this year. Oh, no, it was last year.
The 2-on-2. And that's been it.
I feel like he's had more than one battle this year. I don't want to like do the research
right
now.
Wait, was Hitman last year as well?
Hitman was last year as
well. Oh, no, he had Bear battles last year then. Yeah, Bear.
To you.
Yeah, like, fair enough.
Yeah, because when did Cassidy and Hitman happen? Was that last year? No, it was 2 years ago. Cassidy and Hitman was 2 years
that
ago.
Was
I swear.
About 2 years ago.
We was in Limehouse at the time when Cassidy and Hitman happened.
Yeah, definitely.
Put it this way, since he battled Ill Will, he hasn't had more than 3 months off, in my opinion.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like it, no.
Yeah.
Like, he might, and when I say that, I mean like for every 3 month period, mm-hmm. there's been a Calico battle. And I don't have anything against that because I'm glad Calico's back in his bag. Where he is,
you know the reason why that is. Calico has a lot of battles that he still hasn't done, even amongst like his class. So we know we're never getting him versus Hollow. We're never getting Calico versus Hollow. We're never getting Calico versus Mook. But Calico still hasn't battled Goods. Calico just battled Clips the other day.
Yeah.
Calico battled Averb like what 3 years ago.
Yeah.
That there's still certain people that Calico needs. Calico still hasn't battled Romney. Calico hasn't battled. He's battled Twerk. He's battled.
There's not much he hasn't
battled. I think Calico has done very well with his career.
Yeah, it's
He stretched that out well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why when someone put up the other day saying about, oh, who is Summer Madness, they were debating on, I think it was whether it was Calico,
DNA,
Tay Rock, Hitman,
John. Hitman
was Geechee Gotti. Hitman was. Oh. Yeah. Hitman. Surf on that. Okay. Yes, I think Surf was in there as well.
Surf is.
And it's just like, bro, we know for a fact Summer Madness is
Calico. Yeah.
Calico is Mr. Summer Madness.
I feel like Calico's had the best Summer Madness battles.
Bro, yeah, it was Calico against Math Alpha, where he whooped his ass. Got his ass whooped by Pops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro, as much as I say Lux cleaned him up,
Calico was bad boy, you know, yeah.
Playing that battle, you being bruv, as big as it is. Bro.
Calico was bad boy.
Listen, I always say it, like, if you're not the biggest Lux fan,
yeah,
and you decide to just look at that battle,
facts.
It plays out differently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't lie, Calico was on him in that first round, man.
He was on him, on him, bruv. But yeah, I think overall, yeah, that's it for Summer Madness, to be fair, man.
I don't think they're going to pull off a Summer Madness worth being Summer Madness.
What, ever again?
No,
or not until people come back?
Could we forget Gallem, Jazz and Hustle?
I was going to say Jazz and Hustle, you know.
You know what? Yeah. Give me a volume, give me Misfit and Flames. Fuck it.
Where the hell is Misfit, bruv?
No offense, but I don't even need to say no offense. If you're Misfit, are you coming outside now?
Yeah, no.
Stay where you are.
Bruv. You missed out on the biggest bag of caffeine, so there's no point.
Do you know what? It was very interesting for you to look at something, right? So there was a Flames interview with Uncle Ra. And I don't know if anyone like seen her versus Portion.
I actually whooped her ass.
No, I've seen clips.
I haven't seen it.
And it looks, but have you seen any clips from Portion?
I heard that she whooped her ass.
So Flames looks ladylike, isn't it?
Yes. Right. She's not a Jack boy no more, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah.
But it was hilarious to me because like all the guys are like, oh my God, yeah, man, you last one. She leveled up. And I'm thinking, she just got.
She just done her hair.
On and done her hair. Mm-hmm. Right. But then Flames started talking about it, right, with Uncle Ra. And she was like, Remy understands what women need to do a performance. Said, man, them just turn up in fucking a white t-shirt and tracksuit bottoms and go, innit? Like, she's got to worry about, is her hair been done, and rap and perform. She's like, this has been the only time where I haven't had to worry about hair and makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's got something to say.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted me to look this way, get someone to do my hair and makeup, basically.
Like, hello, Debo.
It's not my business. Hello, I come here to cook and leave. Mm-hmm. That's my only concern.
I mean, Flames was cool as she was, bro.
I like Big Flames brim. The way she was.
Big bro.
I like the fact that she can do this side. And I like the fact that her, like... You see, when she's spoken about it from that way, you understand. Oh, she isn't a lesbian. She just ain't got time for bullshit. No, respectfully, everyone saw Flames.
I'm laughing because I fully understand what he's saying.
That's the reason why
I've been laughing. Yeah, that is how niggas think, bro. Yeah,
but no, it's I what I love is gangbanging and writing bars. Mm. Yeah. I like niggas. That's what she says, Paul.
Yeah.
I'm trying to clarify that's like all Flames, not me.
Yeah. You saved yourself.
Bruv, I had to like just really say
quotation real marks. There's quotation marks out here.
I like niggas.
Yo.
Anyways.
Even though you never said it. The soundbite would be crazy.
Yeah.
So.
Facts.
So I just think it's hilarious that she kind of brought up in the way she brought up, which was like, you other leagues need to fix up.
Yeah, of course. But
if you want the girls to look good, care about the girls looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Random.
I got a question though.
No.
Okay. A question I was gonna ask though, yeah. Because obviously we're getting a lot of rematches, which obviously it's not helping the culture move forward. Who would you say are your top five of the newer talent who should be getting these big plates and big stage battles? Because I think the only way URL is gonna get back to any decent spot, they're gonna have to
incorporate this new talent.
So say like SM, if there are like five new guys you could pick to be on SM, who would you pick? And they don't have to be new, like come out in the last year, but mid-tier then. Mid-tier or new.
This one technically doesn't count because it's never going to happen. But I feel like a rematch for Easy and Fonz, because I feel like he got robbed of his thing, No one agreed that you lost by the judges.
Yeah, true. But
you're both of stature where it would make sense to see them battle each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
one of those ones where I'm like, I'm for that. Yeah. I feel like really it's Ultimate Madnesses are where I want rematches. Anything where you lost badly or you didn't really lose, but we're saying you lost, I want a rematch on that.
Or even a light work.
So would you say like Fonz is one of the, if you had like a five, Fonz would be one of them. He has to be on the big card.
Yeah.
I agree. Jerry West?
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Luke Castro?
Yeah.
Wait, Jerry West versus who?
No, anyone. But you're saying it could in general.
Be. Could
but
be. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You could get Jerry West versus Clips. You could get Fonz versus Shug.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Luke Castro, what do you want to see though? What battle? Like, yeah, the reason why I don't want Luke Castro is because Luke Castro is
John, bruv.
But he's because yeah, I feel like he.
No,
has
we said rematches.
Oh, rematches of.
No. Wait,
you're not talking about rematches.
Just five. Who are the top five new guys that should be getting on these big cards?
Oh, then I'm gonna rephrase that. Sorry,
Fonz.
Fonz because Fonz is Fonz, but I don't want Fonz there.
Shit, bruv.
We know this much though.
Face first.
But definitely Luke Castro.
Luke Castro, Fonz. Jerry West?
Jerry West, yes, because I feel like it's beyond time.
Mm-hmm. Does the Flair Soul fall in that top five?
He's too new.
Same for me, you know.
He's not a star.
Respectfully, he's not a star.
For me, I'd still put Slade in there.
Definitely
yeah,
Slade.
Of course.
Slade is like, bar this allegation, he's the best thing they have.
Facts. Agreed.
Other than that, he is the best they have. Yeah. Easily. Facts. One more spot.
My guy Loso, man.
Okay.
I can't even deny that. Because
AWOL ain't going to battle over
Loso,
there. So,
man. Come on.
Loso. Yeah.
Bring my guy Loso.
And I think they can make a mad card as long as they give them the right opponent.
Of those people alone.
Do you know who I would have said? But it's such a shame because I think that the steam for them slowly has gone down.
Yeah.
Mike P.
No, not anymore.
I think he missed his chance.
Mike P missed his chance. But I think, I don't think he missed his chance. URL fucked his chance up.
I think it's timing though as well. I think he's just been a victim of bad timing, bro. Man finally got the chance to battle Tay Rock, but it was on during COVID on live stream.
But I just think that's shit though.
That's not really.
That's just excuses.
I think he's the problem.
Mike P?
Yeah.
I don't think.
Why?
I think Mike P's the problem.
I don't think so.
All right, it's a level of arrogance with where you are.
Of course he's got arrogance.
He's
hella arrogant, but don't.
But it's not warranted.
I think it is.
How?
How?
Okay, you have touched the main stage.
Yeah.
I said that about a lot of people.
And you haven't really got your ass whooped on the main stage.
What?
On the main stage.
Let's talk about it though. Because I like Mike P, but I want to be clear. What big state? Okay, Twerky didn't die. Cool,
Twerky,
that.
Twerky, he beat Twerk.
Okay, Saga, I guess, even though it was caffeine.
So Saga killed himself and that was a shit battle.
He brought out a Fed.
Yeah,
it was a shit battle, bro.
With his ass, though.
Yeah, who else has he had on a big stage?
That wasn't even a big stage, just so you know.
Yeah, it's true.
And that's the thing, is the lack of big stages that he's really had, to be fair with you.
All right, so when I think big stages, I think of his Hadouken, Shuriken moment.
Tink, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Is that big stage?
But Tink was firing that battle, bruv.
Yeah, but Mike P was in. Mike P and Daylight.
Yeah, I know. This is where I'm going with it.
Mike P was fire against Daylight.
Why? Yeah. He didn't win.
He lost, though.
Yeah, it was Daylight, though.
Yeah, but that was weird Daylight as well.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
So you didn't kill Tink. You didn't kill weird Daylight. Right?
Twerk, though.
He beat Twerk, but Twerk beats himself more time. Pause.
That was Twerk's first big state main stage, isn't it?
Yeah, but that was before Cortez, yeah.
Yeah.
You did all this work to get Geechee Gotti.
What I'm trying to say is
it's what he wants versus what he deserves don't make sense.
I just think
like what the hell is Mike P gonna do with Tay Rock?
Proper limited him to but bruv, same way we would have thought.
I think now I agree.
We wouldn't have known respectfully, we wouldn't have thought Kid Slade was gonna do anything with Tay Rock when he did.
Who said that, bruv?
Nah, bruv. When I heard that, I thought I want to see this battle.
Wasn't the general consensus the fact of like Tay Rock was going to move to Kid Slade?
No, that wasn't.
No, hell no. I think if I had Kid Slade winning, going into the battle, bro.
And also, I do feel like that wasn't the greatest Tay Rock either.
Or Slade. Or the best Slade.
If I grab your throat, it's not a joke. I'll slit the throat.
It wasn't.
Swing this back. If I teeth swing get
this back, your teeth get cracked. I hit your hat with the biggest pat. There's no cap. Pat, pat, pat.
No, I honestly.
Like oil. Pat, pat, pat.
Yeah, there's a few people where I'm just like, I hear the hype, but I don't believe the hype.
I think they've
Mike
locked,
P is one of those people.
I think they've believe. Locked Mike P up as an app only nigga, man.
Bruv, he is an app, bro. Bruv, you went on, you went caffeine as a gamer.
Bruv, but yeah, but.
Do you know what's mad though? I genuinely think his I don't want to call it demise because he's still around, innit?
Yeah.
I think where it all started to go wrong, 100%.
Ryder.
The UM tournament, bro.
Right,
100. Because, bruv, do you remember when we was watching the draw for that tournament?
Yeah.
When they started pulling names out of the hat, remember? Because we didn't know.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
You see Loso and Mike P. They were the two favorites, bro.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
Were like, Mike P's gonna win this or Loso's gonna win this.
And that all was right. Mike P just after 30 in Saga.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I think I can break it down now, right? Mike P is way too visibly emotional for battle rap.
Yeah, 100%.
Right?
Is that just because of the one video of him crying?
No. And the reason why I was saying this is because when I thought about it, Mike P versus Goods, whose wins?
Mike P versus Goods?
Yeah.
Goods 30.
Goods.
Why?
50. Yeah.
Why?
Because Goods will be able to embarrass him.
Goods will throw, yeah, and Goods will
and
throw
and he will
Mike
be
P
embarrassed.
Off,
yeah. Visibly.
Yeah.
He will be visibly, like, it will be so evident that he's embarrassed.
Goods will throw Mike P off.
And that's why I say what I say. It's like, you want all these things, but you can't even control your own emotions as a man. Mm. And then you want to go, like, you're in, this whole thing is about me embarrassing you.
Yeah, it's true.
But every time you get embarrassed, I can see it. Mm. Like, you lost before you say your next round.
That's true. Yeah, it's true. Point. It's true. Yeah,
so that's why I'm like.
I do think his arrogance has worked against him, though. Like,
I think it has.
Going into the, because the Young Cannon battle, he won, but the way Mike P was talking, I shouldn't even be in front of you. It was actually a debatable battle. I edge Mike P won, but it was a lot closer than it should have been.
Mm-hmm.
Then before that, he had the volume against Shotgun Shug. The way he was talking,
Shug
has no chance. Shug beat him.
Yeah, Shug whooped his ass.
You see what I'm saying, bruv? Like, he doesn't, his arrogence works against him sometimes.
And this is what
he went into the UM tournaments. Like, let's be honest, Mike P felt like
he's going to clear Ryder.
You stepped in front of Ryder and low key you lost. You went through to the next round, but you lost.
He clearly lost. Then there's like a rematch.
And then after that,
lost
to Bill Collector, clearly.
Yeah. Feeling like he was going to win.
Right. And here's my thing again, right? So the reason why his arrogance
real
works
sick
against
as well,
him
and he lost.
Yeah.
Is because you feel like you're better than me. And I have no problem with telling you all the reasons why you're not. Yeah. Like, you know, if a man's kind of humble, you kind of go, I don't really want to touch on that. Like, you actually are walking around telling everyone that you're going to kick my ass.
Brother, man went on Champion before the Geechee. Well, it wasn't just for the Geechee battle, but man's gone on Champion and saying, there's one seat and I feel like Geechee is in my seat.
Yeah.
Either move or fight me for it. Mm. And Geechee battled him maybe a couple years later. Brother.
That one round.
Is that even
history.
A conversation, bro?
Yeah, that was history.
Mike P, Geechee being in Mike PC. Mm.
Do you feel like Jack Boy Mane's an app nigga now?
Yeah.
Unfairly, but yeah.
I don't say unfairly.
It is unfairly. 100% it's unfairly, bro. It's unfairly, bro.
Why is it unfair?
Because he's one of the most original battle rappers there is.
I don't mean anything.
It does to me.
I hear that, bro. But what has he, what takes him off the app?
What takes him off the app?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, what can he do to get him off the app?
No, like, you're saying that you think it's unfair that he's an app nigga only.
Yeah.
What takes him off the app?
Because out of the Goonies, he was the first one that was anything of a prospect.
Luke Castro is better than him right now.
No, he's not.
Luke Castro is better than him.
I don't think Castro is better.
I'm not talking about rapping.
He's in a better position.
I'm talking about, like, if you put Luke Castro, if you said, all right, you know them games where they go like, oh, you got like £5, you got like $20, right? Mm. You got like, this guy.
$5 is
for Luke Castro costs $2, that costs $1.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing that.
And you might not spend the $1 on Jack because you might want to use. But you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's not because he's not good. I just feel like, this is my thing. And you know, I am the Jack advocate.
Mm-hmm.
Jack has slowed his own momentum down too many times and focused on battles he didn't need to focus on. Like, cool, the minute K-Shine fell through, kick somebody else's ass to let them know why you was supposed to battle K-Shine. You see what he did to Chess? It's like, oh my God, yeah. How many years ago was that now?
What, Jackboy? What Jackboy did to
Jackboy Chess?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. What's he done since then? He's had a few
great
very shit battles on Who Give a Fuck Leagues. He's had a couple battles where you're questioning if the other guy won.
He had a good like battle on We Go Hard.
Like what?
I forgot the We Go Hard battle that he had.
Do I have to pull him up?
J400. Don't say it. I know what you're talking about.
But, right. So,
but no. I'm joking. Yeah. I was joking about that. Yeah. No, you
but
have.
You know what I'm trying to say?
I agree with you 100%. Yeah. The only thing is for me, if that's the case, then I could justify Young Ill being an app battle rapper then. Because man are telling me in recent time, he hasn't really done anything.
But I have no problem. Legend, wait. Oh, wait. What was his last battle?
Young Ill.
Huh?
What was Young Ill's last?
Young Ill's last battle was actually John, to be fair.
Right. So if
wasn't
his last battle,
it never came out.
Yeah, yeah.
It never came out.
If his last battle was Briz, think about what you're saying. His last battle was Briz.
Yeah.
That's so you haven't been active
in Atlanta, by the way.
Right.
On the Cassidy card.
Who was Jack's last opponent?
Who was his last opponent? Shit, I can't even remember, bruv.
You go hard time.
It was supposed to be Trufo. Oh, well, not yeah. URL.
No, I'm saying who was his last opponent? Like,
he had a one-rounder with someone.
Did he have a one-rounder?
I think he had a one-rounder with someone.
I think he, him and...
He was on that Real Deal card.
He's had like 3 battles recently. And the 3 battles were against I Don't Know Who You Was.
I think he was on that Real Deal card.
One of them, I swear he used the Revenant line again. I think he used the whole round.
I just don't think he should be locked away on an app, man. There's certain battle rappers that should be locked away on an app. He's not
more potential than what he's putting out.
Locked up on an app.
Why?
I'm just asking you. You don't have to answer.
No, I don't answer happily. But okay. I was just asking why you wanted to put me in that position. But
I'm just intrigued.
Who should be locked away on an app?
Boy.
The Flair Soul.
I got names.
Nah. I'm just trying to think who's the best one that I could say. Probably. Nah. Locked away on the app.
It doesn't mean to be locked away, but right now.
Klutz. Yeah.
Which one?
Right now, Klutz.
Klutz.
I don't know who the fuck that is, so yeah. Listen.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Klutz. Bad News.
Oh, Trufo. I got a bet. Trufo, that's the one I was going
right?
to say. Trufo, Bad News. I'm up, this is my guy.
Yeah, like, yeah, man, just lock them away. Like,
it makes sense.
They need to do something mad.
Make some noise, innit?
Yeah. But Jackboy has made noise, though.
Two years ago. That's what I'm trying to say to you. Bruv, I'm the advocate. Though.
It's not like
maybe know, today I've been drinking like the truth serum, but like
maybe. But it's not just 2 years ago he had a moment. Jackboy has had spells throughout his URL career at different points when he's been something.
I hear you.
The Big T battle,
the whole band thing. The whole band thing.
See who you just mentioned. See who you just mentioned. You said Big T.
Yeah.
He needs to be locked away in the app. On third level,
oh,
bro.
He already is. Yeah,
I think that's like looking Young Ill away.
Now, here's my thing. Big T's had some great moments. Mm. But what have you done for me lately, bro?
Yeah, but the thing is, you see what with a Big T, when you're going back to moments, the last moment you're literally going to is Bunny Ears.
Yeah, that is exactly what I was thinking
that's
about.
That's literally the last moment you're
that's
going
exactly what I was
with
thinking
Jackboy
about.
Main, it's like you've got the Fetty moment. You've
Wait,
got
the
last
thing you're going to is Bunny Ears?
Yes. Yeah.
No.
All right, question.
The one bar he had against Twerk.
What about Rum?
Oh, is that really a moment?
No. Let me ask, can I ask you a question?
Oh, moment. Okay.
So Big T versus Jackboy, yeah?
Yeah.
What Big T bar is a moment?
Oh, he didn't have a moment in that. At all.
None at all. But how many? This is what I'm trying to say. It's been that long, you can get thrown in the trash. Like, bruv, your third.
Jackboy had a moment, though.
No, of course he did. That's why I like Jackboy.
Jackboy been having
that, that battle alone. That battle was what made me go back and look at his old stuff. Like Jackboy
even
was fire.
If you look at like, I know. Obviously, it depends what you do afterwards as well. But if we're talking about performances you had as a PG, Jackboy is one of the best PGs ever.
Cool. I can't think of all these battles.
100%. If you his performances as a PG, he's a PG when he did the 2-on-2 against Snake Eyes and Dougie.
I'm thinking of JC.
His performance was dope in that.
I'm thinking of JC and Chilla.
That wasn't a PG though.
What thing was
that? Was a PG, I swear.
No, it was a one-off. That wasn't a PG, bro.
Isn't that a PG?
Nope.
I could have sworn that was a PG, bro.
Mothers, that's not a PG, bro.
Oh shit.
That's not a PG.
Fair enough.
Jackboy has one of the best. I don't mean performance like one battle, you know. I mean,
as a PG.
One of the best performing
PGs. Yeah. I think he was. That's how he jumped out still.
But that's why you can't lock man like that away on an app, bruv, because he's obviously shown he's capable.
And he's an entertainer as well.
You can lock
he's man. A good performer and a great entertainer.
This is my thing. You see, when I say like you're locked away in the app, I'm not saying like everything you do needs to be like no one ever sees it again. It's until you.
That's why them like
triple
need to
get some training.
Bruv, when I say someone's locked in the app, that is for me saying, right, you need to go there, cloth,
okay,
and then come back.
It's like chess. Maybe we should have established that first.
Yeah.
If that's what you meant, I agree with it. Yeah. I thought you meant locked away on the app as in, brother, you know what? We need to fill out some battles. Yeah, we'll just keep him around, but
I'm literally saying, you know them app cards?
Yeah, like outside and all that.
Yeah, and he's like, oh shit, you dropped a new card I didn't know anything about.
I'll watch that. Fair enough.
Because when I watch those are fire. Then I'm like, yo, put him on the main stage.
Yeah.
But right now, you're not doing anything main stage. And you're deliberately picking weird battlers to battle against.
Maybe you don't have much choice, bro.
I don't know. How do you go from K-Shine to...
Authentic.
Who gives a fuck?
Lack of patience, I think. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a lack of patience. I think it's impatience. Like why is Jackboy not battled Snake Eyes? Why is Jackboy not battled Stumbles?
Why is Jackboy not battled Loso?
Why should he battle Snake Eyes, bro?
I keep on saying this. Why isn't he battled Loso?
Oh no, he didn't, did he?
Why should he battle Snake Eyes, bro? Huh? Why should he battle Snake Eyes?
Why shouldn't he?
They were in the PGs at the same time, bruv. That should have happened when it happened, bruv.
But it hasn't. And now Snake Eyes has finally made it to the place where he can battle.
So Snake Eyes shouldn't be locked away on the app then.
Bruv. Snake Eyes doesn't try.
I'm asking. According to me.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, but. Okay. But because of what I've seen Snake Eyes, like he's made waves for himself.
Without rapping,
yeah. Sometimes getting knocked out works for you, innit?
I hear that still.
Murder. I don't believe you. Murder.
And on that night, like, comment and subscribe.
Yeah, man, we haven't even said that. We haven't even introduced ourselves.
Oh, bro. Fucking hell. Oh,
yeah, shit. We haven't even introduced ourselves, bruv. Hey, listen, episode 126. You've already an hour and 18 minutes into this. Episode 126. There's nothing for 126, is there?
Nah.
It's a bus, I guess.
You know, I realized last week you missed out on the whole 125 Jalera error.
Oh, shit.
The whole Jalera error got left.
Shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, we fucked up, bro.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
I was editing, I was like, oh, shit.
Rusty, bro.
Yeah.
I don't think, what's the next significant number that we'll literally be waiting for? 1-2. Well, there's nothing for 128.
Bro, we took, it was 138, wasn't it? Thinking track, but that might even be before.
Oh, yeah. There's not really much in it.
We'll figure it out.
Episode 126, you already know what's going on. Shout out to the roofers every single time. Yo, by the way, salute to everyone that retweeted our message and passed it on the chain for everyone to follow us. Big thank you.
Big
thank you. We really do appreciate that. So much love. We're trying. Appreciation to use lot. Yeah, man, Chris the Cap, I'm in the building. You know the vibe. Oh, gang.
Grey hoodie, Steph, I'm in the building.
Beloved.
You're going to love it. Well, you've been loving it. But
listen, we could never ever do an episode with the man behind the cap. Mr. Respect the Shooter. Mr. Michael Mubbs. Yeah. before we do finish, just quickly, do you want to talk Bourne Legacy or we just allow it?
I don't know what it is, but let's talk about it.
Yeah, go on.
Bro, this 3-on-3, fam.
Oh, this thing?
Yes.
Shit ass, nigga.
All right, tell me though. Let me hear these 3-on, because I think I've ignored everything. I can't lie.
So, Mups, with this whole Bourne Legacy, great to have Bourne Legacy back, by the way. If I'll be honest.
Yeah, I am.
It is kind of nice to have Bourne Legacy back. The Bourne
on
Legacy.
Paper, is this one of the worst Bourne Legacy cards?
Of course. When you're mentioning this one, you're probably mentioning, what was the card that had Fonz versus Av on it? That Bourne Legacy was horrible.
Which one?
The one that had Fonz versus Av on it.
That was the one with Ryder and JC, Kid Chaos Saga. That wasn't bad, bruv.
That's the one that had Swamp versus Swave Sever.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
Nigga, you trash like Brenda, your mother.
That was funny. Listen, see that bar, yeah? People don't like it.
I like that bar.
Well, that bar was cold.
I like that bar. I'm sorry. I like it.
I didn't like it.
Nigga, you trash like Brenda.
Brenda threw the baby in the trash, bro.
I know.
Bro, that's a fucking bar. I don't care.
Nigga, you trash like Brenda, your mother.
It's so
strange. I like that bar. I'm sorry. There's bullshit bars that I like, man. You know that. It's me. I like Ines. I like Dora. I'm not to say they're bullshit, but I'm just saying.
No, don't disrespect Dora.
No. I'm not saying they're bullshit. Right,
do you know why I like that bar so much as well?
Because
you don't rhyme.
Nigga, you trash like Brittany, your mother.
Don't rhyme. But it says everything you need to say.
And he said it with the Diddy Bop as well. The Harlem Diddy Bop. Listen, Space Jam is one of my favorite battlers, man.
Sometimes you got to say what you want to say.
He's got some of my favorite battles, though.
Facts.
It has.
Sway versus Twerk. Are we going to forget about that?
Please tell you watch that, Mumps.
Have you seen that battle? Bad Boy Battle, Mumps.
I'm going to send that link to you now.
It's from
watch it when you get the time, bro.
I thought Sway was...
It's from Guardians. Was it Gates of the Culture?
Okay. Gates of the Garden.
Cool.
No, it's not Gates of the Garden.
Oh, it was Gates of the Culture. Gates of the Culture. Don Marino battled Geechee, innit?
Yes. Mumps, honestly, see? Sway versus Twerk.
It was one of those cards where Don Marino's probably...
paid for it.
Sway
versus Twerk is honestly...
Another battle you got to watch as well. Sway versus Saga.
That's a good battle as well. That is a very good battle.
Is that when Saga was good?
Yes.
Yeah. Bourne Legacy 13 taking place this weekend. This weekend. $5 for URL app subscribers and $25 for non-subscribers.
Oh, what? So the price is making more sense now?
Yeah. It's five. It's just
kind of.
It's got five.
Hold on. So you got to pay six people per battle, and it's cheaper.
Yeah.
In each battle,
brother.
Because this don't make no sense.
Let's start from the bottom of the card to the main event. Please, Chilla Jones versus Klutz.
Oh, now you get to see Klutz.
This is obviously the graduation.
Chilla Jones is back.
Yeah, I guess
against someone you've never heard of.
And
this he was once champion of the year.
Yep, and this is the graduation for Klutz for obviously having a debatable with JC. And
losing to Loso,
some say a debatable with Loso. He lost to Loso, in my opinion.
Your name is Klutz.
Klutz, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
If I grab the Klutz and get the, there's no scheme for. There's no. Yeah.
That's the first battle in the card.
Yes. Champion of the year to opening for Born Legacy.
Can I call that Stillborn Legacy?
Did you hear what he said?
He said, Stillborn Legacy. Oh no, that's the word. Oh no, that's the word.
Fuck it, you can.
Oh no, that's the word.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck it.
Yeah, all right,
so
cool.
First battle, you haven't seen Klutz, so let's just say you can go with Chilla anyway, 3-0.
Let's say I'm going to go with Chilla.
2-0? You think he's going to have a shit run?
I'll say 2-1 because I don't know what.
Yeah, I've got Chilla Jones 2-1 clear.
Apparently he beat JC though, so.
Supposedly.
As I said, apparently, I don't know.
You got Chilla 2-1?
2-1, yeah. I guess I have to, innit? I don't like Chilla Jones, but I don't really rate
Klutz. I don't dislike
I think I've got Klutz 2-1, you know.
Is it? Don't really rate Klutz. Okay. This is a battle where I can't lie. I'll wait until
shit ass, nigga.
I'll wait until someone else watches it and then asks the stick. I'll wait until Steph watches it and ask him, is it good?
You know when you got things going on, you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to make it home from an emotive and I'll miss that battle. Yeah,
do you know what I'm going to do now? Just because of that. When you ask me what happened, I'm going to say I didn't see it. I didn't see it. You need to watch it, bro.
I don't know, man.
Come on, man. Come on, friend. Come on, friend.
What happened, bro?
What's the next one?
Next one is a white on white crime, man. Nun Nun versus Real Deal.
Okay, I'm with it.
I'm with it still. I like this battle.
I like this battle. White on white crime, man. I'm here for it.
Who wins that? Though?
Can't lie, I got Real Deal 2-1 edge,
and I'm gonna say Nun Nun 2-1.
Hear it?
You might want to bet.
I don't want to bet. I'm not really invested. I'm not gonna lie to you, Mumps.
That's fine. We don't have to.
I'm not really invested.
That's you a good battle, nah? Because I might go for Nun Nun. You know,
okay.
If not, and that's the thing. I'm not invested because if Nun Nun wins, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, I hear that. And if Real Deal wins, like I wouldn't be like,
It'll be one of those, I think it'll personally be one of those great battles where Nun Nun does exceptionally well and is, again, people sweep it under the rug like Nun Nun's not this one of problem. Them guys.
I feel like people are only going to celebrate Nun Nun when he loses badly.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only time people care. When he wins the battles, he's not supposed to.
Bro, you still got people to this day that mention him quitting against Jack Boy Mane. It's just like, yeah, bro, how long ago was that?
It is bad to quit on stage, though.
Terrible to quit. Terrible.
But no, facts though. Nun's cold, man. Nun is cold. I've accepted he's never going to be one of those.
I agree with that.
But he's sick, got,
he had his gnome. That's enough. That's enough.
Yeah. I honestly feel like if we had to have one white boy in the URL, I want Nun over Mike P.
Mups, I'll be real with you.
Nah, bro.
That's Mups, my opinion. I don't
Mups,
care.
Mups, I'll be real with you.
Yeah.
I think we are downplaying real deal. Are we forgetting the last time he had a white battler?
Don't say Snow, bruv.
Are we forgetting the last time he had a white battler?
Are you talking about Snow?
He whooped dog shit out of that guy, bruv.
Listen, I'm here for white on white crime. I don't care what happened.
How
happens,
many times have you watched Snow battle?
If.
Besides from UFF and that battle, that's it.
Okay, so you watched him in UFF, yeah?
And got his ass whooped.
T-top.
Yeah, got his ass whooped.
He battled real, what happened?
Got his ass whooped.
He battled real deal, what happened?
Guess what? He got his ass whooped.
So they didn't count.
Exactly.
It's Snow, isn't it?
Bro, it's Snow.
It's
Snow, bro.
He named himself after the guy who made the song Infarmer.
he was
never gonna get anywhere.
Bro, I've got real deal. I've got real deal with a 2-1 edge.
But here's the thing. If Real Deal wins with the 2-1 edge, mm-hmm. I will be happy for him. Mm. And if he kicks Nun's ass, I'll be happy for him. But I just don't see it happening.
He won't. Yeah. I think Nun's got too much in his arsenal.
I don't know if Nun cares enough to win.
I think he does.
Because I thought he was trying to quit the other day.
I think he does. I think
what
he
was it? What was the battle where he seemed like he was giving up, bruv? He had a 2-on-2 against someone.
Yeah, I think
Chef Trez.
Yeah, I think
who were they against? Like,
you lot don't
against
care.
Foots and Soul.
Bruv, he looked like he looked defeated up there, man.
Yeah,
I think that's the reason why he hasn't battled. Because he's writing some impeccable shit and the people are acting like he ain't said nothing.
Yeah, man.
But then someone else will say half, like, respect to Geechee. No, I don't want to say this because I like Geechee. But I just feel like sometimes Geechee will say basic stuff and people go crazy for it.
Caps.
Nah,
amongst other people, cheeks as well.
Yeah.
Fly. Yeah, yo.
No, Fly.
Fly doesn't really like Geechee.
But I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, someone will, like, he might say something mad. Like, Nun beat.
Cheat happens?
Nah, see, I was going to. Twice. I didn't want to have to pause. That's why I stopped.
Twice, yeah.
I was going to say, Nun won against Romney.
Yeah.
I don't care, it's only one round.
Yeah.
And people forget
I don't
that.
Care.
And people forget that.
He didn't halfway win, he convinced.
No, that's one, that's something, bro.
Right? And everyone acts like, oh, he's not a good writer. Mm-hmm. That wasn't a shit.
But we know why.
But what I'm saying is, it wasn't a shit Rum.
It wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
Rum weren't
wasn't.
Shit.
Yeah, he was fighting.
But we know why they fighting. Do that.
Yeah. So don't sit here like he can't write. So I understand why he looks defeated. Mm-hmm. And I get why he might want a thingy. But I still think he's going to win if he doesn't win and he quits, whatever.
100%.
I feel your pain, but yeah, let's move on.
Still keeping the theme going on with white boys. Mike P versus Jack Boy May.
What?
Yeah, you like this battle, though, don't you?
I do like it.
I like this battle.
I like this battle a lot.
Jack Boy, so.
I like this battle a lot. Oh, Mike P.
Even though what I just said about Mike P and
Jack. I'll tell you why I'm going for Jack in this one. I wasn't impressed if Mike P gets Kid Chaos.
Yeah.
Do you know the arrogant thing?
Yeah.
You see it against Kid Chaos, where it's like, brother, you're good, yeah, but you think, you know, like when Cassidy was against Goods and he's like, y'all booing the hardest shit in the world.
Wow.
It's like Mike P thinks what I'm saying now. This is immaculate.
That's unbelievable.
And then when he's not getting that reaction, he's like,
yeah, what?
Like, brother, it's good. It's not that, though.
He thinks it's unbelievable.
And I think Jack could be more motivated for this than Mike P, personally.
I think Jack
I think Mike P thinks he's clearly better than Jack.
I agree.
Agreed. I definitely do agree with that.
Yeah, Jack 2-1, though.
Mups, you going with Jack Boy as well? Yeah, I think I'm going with Mike P.
I don't blame you either, though.
I'm not invested.
Like, technically, on paper, like ABC123 might make sense. But for style, flair, and hopefully it's is it a small room?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, Born Legacy will probably be like 200 or 300 people in a room or something.
It's the yak, bruv. I had a brilliant argument for you that's going to come to my head now. See when Mops was talking about, oh, what's Jack Boy done recently? Yeah. Go watch Jack Boy versus Authentic.
I mentioned that.
You did say it.
Yeah, I mentioned that.
You said that his last battle or something like
that. Yeah, I mentioned that. Great battle.
Jack Boy was on.
Great battle.
Okay, well, then maybe, yeah, I need to watch it. I'm not going to lie. URL, I do pay for the app. I've been paying for the app for...
Niggas have lives, bro. Yeah. I ain't catching
it. I ain't going to lie to you, bro.
There's nothing fascinating.
You're just dropping right shit now. Out of the blue. Yeah, I ain't watch shit.
No disrespect. We're not watching those Attitude Era podcasts.
Why am I going to pay your app to watch a fucking... Use your channel for that, bruv.
Yeah.
Use your YouTube for that.
Man, I really don't... I don't care.
That's what everybody else does. They use YouTube to gain an audience.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can sell me your wares. That's what Patreon's for, bruv.
That shit.
I don't care.
Be sensible.
I don't care.
Sorry.
Fucking
error podcast. What are you lot? WWE. Behave yourself,
shit like that,
man.
No, bro, sorry.
Danny, give me the shape. Ah. Speaking of Danny, Danny Myers versus Sir Flair Soul's the next battle.
Boo. Sorry, I've been drinking too much.
No.
Oh, we like this. Yeah, we like this. Song.
That was perfect.
Yeah.
Shut that fucking button,
Fuck out of here,
bro.
Yeah, I don't really care about this battle, to be fair.
Do you know what the thing is? Sir Flair Soul's not bad. He's not bad. I just stop force feeding me this fucking
too
guy,
soon.
Bruv.
All them
there's
top
so
six
much
too
talent,
soon.
Right? There's so much fucking talent that you're letting sit on the side. You keep making me watch this one guy. I don't care.
He sounds like Romney.
I really don't care.
Mumps, you want to know something funny?
What?
Five out of them top six men are on this card.
Oh, the new class.
Yeah. The only one that's not on this card is Foots.
But this is what I'm saying, if you are old, bruv. Like, you've skipped over other classes to develop this talent. Brother, you've still got men that are signed to you who you've done nothing for, bro.
Mac Myron.
Build up the names, bruv.
Bruv, how do you have Mac Myron and he ain't on no fucking...
He had that one battle with Fonz. Apparently, he had a battle with... Was it Jack Boy?
What, recently or in general?
Yeah, he had a one rounder with someone. And apparently, he done pretty good.
Here's my thing. I don't care if a man fucking crashes and dies. I don't care if he shines like the fucking Phoenix. Just put them on cards.
Yeah.
The whole point is you need to build. Man. You keep on relying on people you can't afford.
Yeah.
That's the honest truth that's right now. Yeah. Let's put it out there, right? You can't keep on afford to pay in Calico, Lux, Charlie Clips. Them men are fucking expensive, and they should be a novelty. Them men should be like, oh, we're doing the dream team.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan playing against LeBron and bruv, that was then, innit? Like, everyone wants to do that. What's that? What's that new league that what's his name has? The big three or whatever it is?
Whose league?
Ice Cube. Ice Cube has like this...
Ice Cube's got a league?
Ice Cube has a league. It's for retired basketball players.
Is it?
It's called the Big Three. So it's like 3-on-3.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hey, that sounds fire.
That's sick, fire, you know? Bruv. Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is there's time to, like, if I want to see them, bring them out.
Bring my lines them. But that's what GTX kind of is there for, and which we are going to talk about GTX next week.
Yeah, bro.
By the way, because the card is fire.
Right.
I've got a quick question though. Quick, because there's one battle left to talk about. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. So is there a new class battle that you could see main eventing? Because I know you're talking about these men that want to be paid a certain amount. They can't afford to be doing that. Can you think of a main event with two new school guys?
Geechee and Easy.
No, he's new, bruv. Like, new.
New.
Yeah.
As in, like, Klutz and them are new.
Yeah, bruv.
They don't have to be that new, bruv.
Swervo and somebody, right? Or
a main event.
Shall I be honest with you?
Can you get Real Sick and Sheed?
That makes sense.
If Real Sick and Luke Castro can main event a card.
That makes sense.
Have they not battled yet?
No, not yet. Oh. If we're talking that class, then you still got...
Bruv, I'm saying...
There's still a few.
Hold on.
Bruv, how can
you... Bruv, you're telling me you can't find nowhere to slide Ryder into a fucking battle?
I was about to say, you can just turn around and do Avan Ryder.
Bro, I think Ryder...
Avan Ryder.
This is what I mean, bro. They're not Ryder developing the talent they already
you
had,
get
bro.
What my issue is
Avan Ryder can main event a card. Bruv. Avan Ryder can main event a card.
Yes, they could.
A Born Legacy like this, Avan Ryder can headline it.
Brother, you're on nuts.
There's
man.
So many people who, like... What do you mean that I have to... Why are you force-feeding me Sir Flair Soul, bruv?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what has... What, the last time I saw Ryder, he beat Suge.
Yes, he did.
Apparently, maybe the last time it was supposed to be Ryder and Tay Rock.
He wasn't very good in that battle.
But I haven't seen it.
But bruv, everyone else gets a bligh. Everyone else gets a bligh, bro. Like, you can't be sick all the time.
Ryder and Av could easily headline a thingy.
Like, you're telling me, like, respectfully, I don't necessarily care that much, but I also know he's been cooking. You're trying to tell me you can't find a way to bring the saga back?
Yeah.
Bruv, give me the saga and Matt Myron.
No, it's meant to be Matt Myron and Loso.
Haven't they? No, I know, but why not?
Mm.
Like, you want to prove something.
Yeah.
And you want to come back in.
Mm-hmm. Not saga, though. Not saga.
Why?
Why not saga in there?
Nah, I'm not. Nah.
But bad news in makes
the sense. Out of the horsemen, he's third best.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he's third best.
The first is Loso. In my opinion. Okay. Everyone would say Awood.
I'm not going to lie. In my opinion, I think Loso is just the king too.
Yeah.
Loso's I think he goes Loso, Awood,
Saga, Street Hymns.
I
forgot about Street Hymns.
Yeah.
Saga just don't move me. Bro.
I hear what you're saying. And I said, based on what people are telling me, like, the Saga's been cooking.
Yeah, he's actually been pretty good, yeah.
He's good against Swamp.
Him and Luke Castro was good.
So,
but did you hear about that whole thing with Saga, with that battle? Apparently, Saga
had mumps to write, bro.
Yeah, he had like mumps to write. And Luke Castro was only told like about a couple of days before it.
Oh, Swamp, you mean?
Yeah. Swamp, sorry. Yeah, Swamp was only told,
I can't lie. It sounds unfair, but.
Hey, yeah, man. Yeah. The main event. When you're talking about.
Hold on, so the battle before the main event was who?
Danny Myers and Saflair Soul. Now you understand why it's $5.
Bruv, and you tell me you don't want to go to fucking Flippers, bruv. You wanna watch this?
I don't want to watch this.
You want to watch this nonsense?
I'm not watching this.
Oh.
I'm not watching this. I'd rather watch football highlights from
last
season. I'm not
going to lie, this is a named event.
Pardon?
This is a named event.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just outside.
Bruv, this is an app battle. This is an app card, bruv.
Yeah, but they're doing it on caffeine. For $5.
Wrestling used to do Sunday Night Heat.
Yeah, of course.
Bruv, this is not it.
This is Velocity and them, man.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
This is Velocity. Bro. This isn't Sunday Night. At least Sunday Night Heat, there was a bit of clout on it. This is Velocity.
Bruv.
Rubbish, bruv.
This is tough enough,
yeah. With man like Maven and them, man.
Hey, you remember the Dudley boys, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, remember the
first Spike Dudley.
Bruv, this is them, man.
Yeah, Spike Dudley and them, man.
Crash Holly and that.
Yeah, man. Bare light heavyweights. Remember the light heavyweight title, bruv? Little Man title.
Oh.
Maximilian, them man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's a man like Taka Michinoku and them type of man there, bruv.
Yeah. I'm gonna be on telly tonight.
Yeah. Make sure you lock in. Make sure you lock in.
I'm battling on URL,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Make sure you lock in.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
T-Rock and all them, man.
Yeah.
Who's on the card?
Who you battling?
Yeah.
Our clutch still.
What? Padding? What is it, class?
Man, not a class. Don't call me that. Who you battling, man?
Hey, brother, Madness, don't say that to me again, you know.
Don't call me no
clutch. Don't call me a clutch.
I bought a drink once, fam.
Bar God.
Shit like that.
This fucking 3-on-3, man.
So, okay. Yeah. Let me hear.
Arsenal, Shug, and O Red versus Ease, Authentic, and Hansel. Bearing in mind, we just saw what O Red done.
Wait, hold on.
Just throw out there, Hansel's
hold
fucking
on,
cold.
Hold on.
Oh, so how this works is, should I tell you the rules of this?
Yeah, let me hear.
What will happen is, with the three, there will be one-on-ones.
So it's...
Three one-rounders. So the three, I believe...
What kind of bullshit is this, bro?
But it's 3-1-rounders.
It's 3-1-rounders.
Or they're going to be spread throughout the event.
I think it's O-Red versus Hansel, Shotgun Shug versus Authentic, and Arsenal versus Ease.
Hold on.
But these men are getting Arsenal way... too soon.
I don't know who
Wade is. That's the case.
I don't know if he deserves him. But hold on. Did we not just talk about someone quitting on stage?
Yep.
And we're going to do the very next event.
Do y'all want to hear me spit?
They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it.
Smack, they don't want to hear it.
What voice?
They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it.
Drew McGill will, as a young, as a young.
Wait, hold on. Have you been that far from the microphone the whole time?
No.
Okay. No, I was like, wait, what the fuck?
Shoot,
a man's vocals is an illusion.
Yeah.
Man, I hate this 3-on-3 thing, bro. It's fucking
what
horrible,
is
bro.
This?
Are we forgetting the last 3-on-3 that we saw? How bad that was. Team Homie versus Goonies.
That was hilarious.
That was the most messiest battle I've ever seen in my life.
But didn't man them just start walking out for fun?
Niggas were randomly coming out of nowhere. I thought at a point Ike P was going to come out and start spitting at these.
Who was it that came? Was it, someone came out and I was like, wait, hold on, are you in Team Homie?
Yeah.
I'm going to bring out
Mizzy. Yeah, exactly.
We outside.
We outside.
I'm walking in people's homes.
Hello, world. Hello, world.
Sorry. Mad random, yeah? Because it's called, this battle's so shit, right?
Shit, bruv.
So I was watching this video. I don't know, sometimes I'm on YouTube.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, you know, everyone was so, like, up in arms about Mizzy walking into the people's house, right?
Yeah.
Which I don't agree with,
mm-hmm.
but he did it. I saw this video.
Yeah.
So, like, let's say man's in the Airbnb. Like, let's say we rent an Airbnb in Florida.
Yeah.
We're in the Airbnb upstairs, whatever we're doing, and we hear something.
Mm-hmm.
We go through the door and look, and there's a random white woman in the living room going, so, you're not going to turn the music down then, are you? You're not going to... They're like, wait, hold on, what? What? She was like, is this even your house? I was like, wait, who are you?
Yeah.
And she's like, we've been trying to get you to keep the noise down and I've had to come down and say something. So he's like, but where, how did you get in the house? Yes, I walked in the house. I walked in. So she's in there with on smoke. So they're like, where the hell she's, so she's actually going to walk out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, no, we need to see, like, who are you? Like, where did you come from? Bruv, you know, she walks out the house, walks down the driveway, and there's a car waiting at the end. And then she gets in that car and drives off. She's not even a fucking neighbor.
Yeah. She's trespassing.
She fully trespassed. She
trespassed, yeah.
But no one was up in arms about nothing.
Of course not, man. You know why that is, Mups.
Makes sense.
Hello, world.
Hello, world.
Hello, world.
Philip Schofield, you've been on the man. Have you seen that video? That was funny.
Holly Willoughby! Holly Willoughby! Holly Willoughby!
Holly Willoughby!
Hello, world.
Hello, world. I think that's the name of my title still.
Yeah,
that's
outside.
Be outside! Or hello, world.
Yeah, that hat is hilarious as well.
Oh, man, like Mojo
bro,
Jojo.
What is that?
Bro, I'm like, why is he wearing his mum's bonnet?
Yeah, man, that's my nigga Mojo Jojo, bro.
Mojo. Mojo Jojo. Mojo Jojo. Mojo Jojo.
Bro, that shows you how shit this battle is. That we don't. We're talking about Mizzy, fam. Oh
some
my
of you
goodness!
Don't know who the fuck Mizzy is?
Yeah, man.
Well, fuck it.
Do your research, man. Goodness. Look, it's more entertaining than talking about that fucking 3-on-3.
I don't even know who them other 3 people were. Bro.
How is the theatrics of this gonna work? Has this come up with the next person? Oh shit! I've come up now. Oh shit! Me up my head now. I'm battling now. It's just like
it's weird.
I want to know what happens when Ored loses his voice.
As a boy,
if they're smart. Every single one of their rounds should be about Ored.
Yeah, man.
Bruv, everyone just battle Ored. It's fine. Don't worry about
it. Yeah,
don't answer nobody else. Just slew Ored for 3 rounds.
Arsenal Sugar and Ored.
Yeah, ignore Arsenal and Sugar. Just
slew Ored, bro.
Yeah.
So hope he loses his voice. As a boy!
Yeah, man.
I'm not trying to hear man talking in tongues,
so
bro.
So much voodoo, you're losing your voice, bro.
Yeah, man. Man's talking in tongues. Robo,
the devil in me, demon in me.
baby.
So I was like, Ross, so Drake is really afraid of the judge, yeah? Touch my forehead, chest.
That one, left side.
I was like, right, he's like, listen, do the song with you.
Let's do the sign of a cross
by the blood.
I said the blood.
Under the blood.
Under the blood. One blood.
You haven't seen that, so I gave you.
What song is that?
Bro, it's this Jamaican church, yeah. Yeah. It's vibes, I swear to God. The tune is somewhere, but I'll play it to you, yeah?
Yeah.
Under the blood, Jesus cover me. under the blood,
hey, under the blood.
Jesus, Mr. Cameron, me.
Shout out, Winston, bro. Hey, what, Sister
that
Marcia?
Is cold.
Shout out, Sister Marcia. Joy is because I have an auntie that's called Marcia as well. Yeah, Sister Marcia.
Sister Marcia.
Sister Marcia. What now?
Everyone knows that Errol Winston, Delroy, Desmond,
Delroy, Winston.
I don't know if I want to play it on the pod, but yeah.
And they've all got a surname Bennett all the time as well.
You want to hear it?
Yeah. Play it, man.
Under the blood, missing me under the blood.
Yo.
Under the blood, missing me under the blood.
Yo.
Jesus, cover me under the blood.
Yeah.
Under the blood.
Hey, you used to say that, come on, man.
Yeah,
under the blood.
Oh. Bang, bang.
Hey, this
bang.
Is where the Stella come out.
What is it?
Yeah, brother.
Shit like that.
Wheel.
Wheel.
Real.
Yeah, that one
real.
There. Vibes.
Real.
Wheel.
Wheel. Listen, I guess that we've reached the end, man.
Yeah, we reached the end. Shit, we
make sure you comment, like, subscribe, shout out to the Rufus every single time. You already know what's going on. Next episode, we'll try and get a guest in, man. We still need to do this Paris episode, man.
Yeah, we do need to call Paris.
Yeah,
we need to
do this Paris
episode.
Wax
keeps talking shit.
Yeah, Wiggity Wax.
If you're on an argument episode,
Wiggity Wax.
Here, bro.
Cool. Yeah. I think it's definitely due for that
Hello
as well.
World.
Hello, world. Fucking hell, bruv. That's how we haven't even given an answer who's going to win that 3-on-3. Who cares?
Bruv, it didn't count.
Who cares?
It
doesn't count.
It don't
who cares?
Count. No 2-on-2s don't count. 3-on-3 don't matter.
3-on-3 is definitely.
Basically, 2-on-2s don't count. 3-on-3 don't matter.
Sugar's battling three people, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, facts.
Wow, big jerseys. It's what you resulted to
be outside.
Man, free suit surf, man.
Let's go inside.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah, make sure you like, share, comment, subscribe. Shout out to the Roofers every single time. Shout out to everyone that's been supporting us. Shout out to Mizzy, I guess.
Yeah, man.
We
got Tugocation, man.
Yeah. Oh my god. What?
Whoa, Fugocation, bro. That's mad.
I'm thinking, dude, are you talking Tugocation in the sense of like the old school Axe FM
team?
No. No, man.
Oh.
Talking to my crew,
bro.
Yeah.
No, Fugocation, bro.
Fugocation.
I don't know what's that.
Okay, you won't know.
Do we tell him off camera, bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, world.
Hello, world. Yeah, subscribe to the Mandem. You already know what's going on. Pre-match B.